church members. I hope you enjoy your recess if you had one. I know others have been working all the time and so on. Welcome everyone who's here, DOC, the ministry, from the ministry side, and the DM. I've got apologies here, a long list of apologies. Honorable Mtambi will be joining us. They've just convened an urgent ad hoc meeting on the NYDA issue, but she'll be coming back. Honorable Mrotua, she's got a meeting in Joburg. Honorable Dlazi, again, she's still on sick leave. Our new member who joined the committee, Van der Merwe, she's also on sick leave. She's joining the normal disease of the committee. As a welcoming, she's also sick. Sebe, she's attending a class. She might be joining us before we finish. From the minister's side, she's attending a cabinet meeting. So they won't be here also from their side. But in terms of the agenda, it's quite a very short agenda in dealing with the two issues. The issue of the appointment of the SABC board member, and also the issue of the appointment of the ICASA councillors. I won't talk much on the matter because I'll request the committee section just to take us through, because the main purpose which we must deal with is that we must ourselves look in terms of how the process is unfolded, where we are, and how do we move forward so that we quickly conclude that process. But I must add, with your indulgence, if you agree, the issue of the appointment of the MDPA board. We have received a notification now, formally, that there will be a vacant at MDPA board with effect end of December. So the person must start January, 1st of January. So it has been formally referred to us now, but probably we might have some discussion after we finish the SABC and the ICASA in terms of how do we take forward that particular process and so on. Thanks very much with that, members. Can I hand over to the committee section just to take us through with the process so that then we can focus?
Good morning, honorable members and everyone in attendance. Regarding the SABC board, a letter was received by the Office of the Speaker on the 25th of April from the President of the Republic, Mr. Zuma, informing the National Assembly of the resignation of Mr. Clifford Mutsipe in terms of Section 15(2) of the Broadcasting Act, number 4 of 1999, from the South African Broadcasting Corporation with effect from 13 April 2012. Then requesting the National Assembly to recommend a candidate for appointment in terms of Section 13 of the Broadcasting Act for the unexpired portion of the period for which Mutsipe was appointed, for example, until the 9th of January in 2015. Even though the letter was received on the 25th, the matter was only referred to the Committee for Consideration and Report on 7 May 2012. What we did at the section, together with the chairperson, we drafted an advert calling for nomination, and the advert went out on three national newspapers, which is on 18th of May 2012, it was out on the Mail and Guardian in English, 20th of May 2012, it was out on the City Press, also in English, and on 20th May 2012, it was out on the Rapport in Afrikaans. And then we used also a regional newspaper, Ilanga News, and it was out on 21 May in isiZulu, and we also used one community newspaper, which then published the advert on 30th of May, which is Nyaka District News in Setswana. I have copies from all the newspapers showing that the advert was published on the set date. And then the closing date for those nominations was the 22nd of June, at 1600, and the total cost for the advertising was 103,862.90. That's just an how the advert looked on one of the community newspapers, which is Mega District News. After the closing date of the 22nd of June, I received 38 nominations, and there was one late application which I received on the same date at 1630. We closed at 1600, but that application came through at 1630. So all in all, 39 nominations were received, and then it is then upon the committee to take a decision whether or not it will consider that one late application. What I've done thus far after having received the nominations, did a summaries of all the CVs, because you know sometimes we receive like 40-page CVs. So I've just drawn up summaries of all the 39 CVs, and then we then requested HR, our Human Resources Department, to do a qualifications check on all the members. And how they do the qualifications check, they take the latest qualifications. We find that some people have about 4 or 5 degrees. So they don't check all that 4 or 5 degrees. They take the latest qualification and then put it on the system. That's why I've received positive results. It is only on 8 candidates where the system has then requested that they must sign an indemnity form, which was provided to HR and are sent to the candidates to fill it in and return. The rest of the candidates, they were not requested. It's the system that automatically requests that candidates should sign an indemnity form or should not sign an indemnity form. And then 2 candidates from the SABC, from the 39 nominations, did not have like formal qualifications. Their highest qualification was matric. And 3 candidates did not submit qualifications as requested, even after I've made numerous calls requesting that they submit those qualifications. And then we've also requested the Parliament Security Services to do security clearance. However, those results are still pending. So I'm still waiting for the Parliament Security Services to come back to me with the results of the security clearances. And a way forward, it will be for the committee to decide on the date that is going to meet for shortlisting, and then also the dates for the interview of the shortlisted candidates, because we need to report them to the House. That's it regarding the SABC. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Shin.
Thank you. Did I hear you correctly saying that 2 of the people who had applied did not have formal qualifications, they only had matric? Now, is it a necessity that a member of the SABC board must have a qualification above matric, a tertiary qualification? If I could just have some clarity on that, please.
No, it's not a necessity.
You can respond.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's not a necessity, Honourable Member. I just thought that I must just indicate to the committee that those candidates have matric. For an example, one candidate does have like short courses, like certificates of short courses. It's just that those are not recognized by the system that we use to do the verification check, like those 5-day workshop, the certificate of attendances, and then some have submitted also the articles that they've written and all that, but it's not. Those are not like things that we can verify on our system. So the Act does not say that you need to have like a degree or anything to, before you can be considered as a candidate. Thank you.
Honorable Shin, I can see one follow up, then Stain will follow, then Cinema noted.
Now, thank you. I just wanted to know what the process was before, as I've not been in one of these before. Do we get to, obviously we get all of the CVs, do we get to see all the candidates, or do we just recommend, do we actually interview these people? I'd like to know what the process is, please.
Okay, we'll respond, Honorable Stain.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just with regard to the verification of qualifications, I'm not sure if it's good enough to just verify the last degree obtained. Because if somebody has 3 or 4 degrees or 2 degrees, I think it does influence a panel that interview them. If one person has got 3 degrees and one has got 1 degree, the person with the 3 degrees will be deemed to be possibly better qualified. So I think that every single degree that is shown on a CV need to be verified. And then in terms of the security clearance, Chair, when can we expect that that will be completed? And if you agree that all the qualifications be verified, what sort of time frame is there going forward now when that process will then have been completed? Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Cinema.
No, thanks, Chairperson. I just wanted to get an indication in terms of this report that's been given to us. What is the deadline by when we need to have completed this process and made our recommendation in terms of possible nominees for the position? And then secondly, it's been indicated that there was an application that was received late. I wonder if the committee has checked why that would have been received late. Is it a case that perhaps the phones, the lines were busy here? Or what was the reason? That's just a question for clarity that I'm wanting to get an understanding on. I do have one other point, but I'll hold back for now.
Thank you. Ngom, maybe probably before you respond, the normal process is which we follow. Is that we'll receive the advert, people will be nominated, we'll decide in terms of how many people to shortlist. They come for interviews, we interview them, and then finally we recommend. In the case of the SABC, it will be a little bit different with ICAS, but in the case of the SABC, yes, we still have to interview them. Part of what we must do at the end of our discussion is agree how many people we must shortlist from SABC for the one second and so on. Then we interview those people and so on. The other questions probably Mr. Ngoma will respond. But before I go to him, I'll just take Honorable Drogen. I just forget it.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Honourable Shilliman's question just linked to that on the late application. I want to know how was the application received? Was it received by post, by fax, or by email? Because the time difference is only 50 minutes. So was it maybe delivered? Maybe it was the delivery was late? And I just need to know how was the CV received. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. If I can start with the last question, the application was emailed. The application was emailed. And then to answer Honorable Stein's question, we can check and verify each and every degree that has been submitted or formal qualification that has been submitted, but it's really going to take long because some of the candidates have quite a number of qualifications. It's going to delay the process, even though there is no deadline that was given to the committee when the matter was received by the office of the speaker. But we need to consider that the matter was received in May, and we are already in August, starting from tomorrow. So that process will take long, but it can be done. It will then depend on the committee if it wants me to check and verify each and every qualification. And the security clearance, I was hoping to have had results yesterday, but unfortunately the person that committee section management liaised with in protection services was not in. And as staff, we cannot phone into that office because apparently there's lots of confidentiality. They cannot just talk to anyone. So I will be doing a follow-up, which I hope that by the end of this week I would have received the result for the security clearance. I think I've also covered Mr. Shinman's question that there is no deadline. When the matter was referred, we're not given a deadline as to when we must report to the House. However, it is recommended that we report as soon as possible. Thank you. Because the position at SABC remains vacant. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sure members will also note that when we appoint in SABC, we appoint for the remainder of the period,
yeah.
Not a full 5 years, so it's only completing the part and then finishes with the rest, which is different with ICAF. Honorable Killen.
No, thank you, Chairperson. Apologies for being slightly late, but I think the questions that I wanted to raise were already asked. Thank you.
Come again? Your question?
No. What I have said is those questions that I wanted to pose have already been posed. Thank you.
Honorable Singh?
Just to follow up on the reply to my question regarding the verification of all the qualifications, perhaps I'd like to suggest then that we take the others at face value, but then the shortlisted candidates, all their qualifications then need to be verified once we've shortlisted a particular number of candidates, so that we don't have to go through the process of doing all 38 or 39 at this point. But I think it's important once we've shortlisted them that we verify those qualifications.
Thanks very much. The suggestion is that probably not to go for the entire lot, but whatever number we agree with to shortlist for this one vacant post in NSABC, then we subject that to the full verification of application. Honorable Shin.
Thank you. Just on the late application, did the sender give any indication as to why they were late? Was it a misunderstanding of time? Because I think it's, you know, to me 30 minutes doesn't make that much difference. You know, if it was the following day, I think I might object. But I think 30 minutes isn't really that much of a problem. If we could have some answers to what reason they gave for it being late, and then we can perhaps decide on whether to accept it.
Mama.
Thank you, Chairperson. When I received the application, I did what I normally do, which is to acknowledge, and I also indicated to the candidate that his application was received late, but then it will be upon the committee, whether to consider it or not. And then on the reply from the candidate, it was just a thank you, but I indicated to him that the application was late. So when I indicated that I was perhaps expecting then the candidate that would then say as to why I was great, but then the reply was a thank you.
Thank you very much. I will take it that Honorable Shin, what we are suggesting is that because of the 30 minutes delay, probably when we consider the other application nomination, we can also consider that one. The only weakness is just that the thank you was probably the thank you that the fate of the application will be at the hands of the committee. So we are taking the information that has been told that because we have received it late, now the fate of whether it succeeds or not will be in the committee where we are today to decide the fate of that application as well. Honorable Schneeman, your hands were up.
Chair, we've covered all the questions. I wanted to make a proposal on the number of shortlisting candidates that we should maybe consider. Are we there yet?
We can shoot to that direction. But before maybe we go to that, I'm not sure whether all members they did receive the CVs. But you do have the abridged one. You don't have the application.
Okay.
No, we can deal with that because what needs to happen is that all of you must have the actual and the abridged.
Yes.
Because sometimes an abridged one might not carry everything. So you will be able probably after the meeting to get the entire abridged service and also the band. Which might be sometimes 8 liver files, which you must carry anyway. I don't know this time how many liver files will be and so on, but you'll be able to get that. Probably we can move, with your permission, to the actual issues which we need to decide on ourselves. The one issue is the issue of the late application. The second issue is the issue of how many candidates are we going to shortlist for this one position? and that must indicate that the person who left the SABC now was Clifford Msip, was a lawyer and a man. But if you look in terms of the balance in the SABC, it has been 8 men and 4 women. If I quickly just calculated, which now, as the thing stands, it will be 4 women and 7 men. So probably because we'll be doing this interview and so on in August, Women's Month, we'll see what will be the outcome of the process and so on. But I'm just raising that so that you understand the balance of the male and the female currently as things stand, and the qualification for the person who has just left the SAPC and so on. We can shoot to the discussion of the two issues so that we conclude probably the matter of the SAPC. The late application nomination and the issue of how many do we shortlist. Honorable Stein, welcome Honorable Gagan. I hope you enjoy your recess if you had one, but most members here, they were saying they were hard at work. They never had any recess. Honorable Stein.
Chair, the issue about the late nomination. Now, unfortunately, from the document that I've got, one can't really see what the advert said. But I would imagine it said that no late nominations will be entertained. Now, I think it's important that we consider that, because it does have an impact on any future procedures similar to this. Now, my colleague felt that 30 minutes is probably not a train smash, and considering that it came via email and there was probably no reason for it being late, I'm very skeptical to accept it, and I want us to make a decision before we look at the candidate, because I don't want us to be influenced by the merits of the candidate. It's a process that we need to consider, and we need to make a decision based on the process. So depending upon what the advert said, I think we need to base our decision on that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I'll read you what the advert says. Closing date for nomination Friday, 22nd of June, 2012 at 16 hours, full stop.
Is that,
just to confirm, Chair, so there was nothing added that no late entries nominations will be entertained or anything to that effect?
Although we have been not the kind as a committee previously to accept late things and so on. Top way says closing date for nominations Friday 22nd June 2012 at 16 hours. Honourable Clay?
I think, Chairperson, that makes it easier for us, because there is no indication that there will be no consideration. And as Honourable Shin has indicated, 30 minutes is not going to, you know, we don't have such a vast number of nominations. Let's sanitize that one and consider it together with the others. And then maybe the person in any case doesn't qualify to make the shortlist. So I just wanted to propose that that we actually accept such a nomination.
Agreed. Yeah.
Chair, just listening to the discussions, I mean, I, on the one hand, one is inclined to try and be a bit sympathetic, but on the other hand, you have deadlines for a reason. If I've heard you correctly, in the past, the committee hasn't accepted late applications, if I heard you correctly. And if that is the case, then perhaps we should be then considering that we continue along the same line. You know, we can always go and investigate why the email arrived late and what the reasons for, whether it was their downtime somewhere or something like that. I then have a deadline. So if I've heard you correctly, then in the past the committee has operated on the basis that it doesn't accept late applications. Well, then perhaps we need to continue along the same trend, but I'm open to persuasion. But I think that we should be cautious that we don't just bend the time, but I guess also we shouldn't be so fast in cement that we can't be flexible either.
One thing which I'm taking from the discussion is that the MDDA one is not going to stop at 16 or 17 hours. We'll then proceed and say no late nomination will be accepted. Probably the crafting which has been going out all this time, because we've just stopped at the 16 hours and so on, which opened us to these discussions and so on. I see your hands up, Honourable Killen and Sane.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I do not have a problem with that. We have in the past sanitized a late submission. So it is not as though that would have been the first one, but I fully agree that it would be best to advertise it as such, that no late nominations would be accepted, and then we understand that our systems must always be operational. Firstly, and secondly, I would then withdraw my earlier recommendation, and then we say we will not consider the late arrival. Thank you.
Chair, I would support that recommendation that we not consider the late nomination. It just as an added motivation to that, we run the risk if this individual happens to be one of the shortlisted candidates. If any one of the others may then object if they are aware that that nomination was received late, because it doesn't conform to the closing date and time. So to cover ourselves and stick to the letter, even though it may not have been 100% clear, and we've got more than enough nominations, I think we should err on the side of caution. And I would support the recommendation that for the reasons given that we're not accept the late nomination. Thank you.
Thank you. What I like about this discussion is that because it seems to be principle, we don't even know the name of the person, we're just discussing principle around it. And so we agree, members, that the late submission won't be considered. Can we go to the second issue in terms of how many must we shortlist for interview? Honorable Trojans.
Honorable Chairperson, I think we should consider five to shortlist. Yeah, it's not working. Thank you, Chairperson. I think we need to consider five applications because only one position. Normally that would be a day's work that we could maybe, and I would recommend that we nominate, we shortlist five, thanks.
Five, but just said by Honourable Drogen, Honourable Killer.
That is supported from my side, thank you, Chairperson.
Any other? It's okay. So five will be shortlisted. For the SABC one. The last thing, Mr. Ngoma, when are members getting their Bible?
Thank you, Chairperson. The abridged CVs will be sent immediately after this meeting, and then the actual CVs members can expect them tomorrow, because we still need to send them to printers for binding, so they can expect them tomorrow. Thank you, Chair.
When you issued out the advert, you say 22nd June 2012 at 16 hours. You didn't say 22 June 2012. So tomorrow, what does tomorrow mean? Can you be specific? What time should make sure that they'll be able to indicate if they're not receiving it in that time?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chairperson. Members will receive the CVs on the 1st of August before 16:30. Thank you. members, you don't get your Bible at 16:30, you call me and let me know. Honourable Steve?
Chair, just a point. Then, when Tembi made the presentation, I think he indicated in a couple of instances there to telephone people for either additional information or to confirm some information. If that is the case, could we have a spreadsheet with the additional information, whether people were telephoned to confirm something, to add something, whatever, anything else that was done in addition to what's just on the CV, just so that we are aware of it. Thank you.
Cinema?
Can you get that? All what you do, just say S equal 1. Probably one column is what he sent, then you requested this additional information, that's all. Is it possible to do that?
Yes, it's possible to present. Thank you.
Okay. You'll be able to get that. Are we done with SABC? Honorable Shin?
Yeah, I just wanted to know when we can expect to start the interviews. What is the time frame?
After we agree with the shortlisting, I hope that our next meeting will finalize the shortlisting for the candidates. What is good about this is that you can work outside the committee time. It's a matter which is urgent. If everything is well and fine, we can just put aside probably 3 days or so and do all of them and finish both SABC and ICAS, and then finish them, and then we start to discuss the deliberation around who do we want to recommend and so on. So it can take us from now 2 weeks, depending on the other processes of the security of the clearances, how soon it's being finalized and so on. So 2 weeks we can be able to finish it. In particular, if everything happened this week, we got everything, then next week we can meet and see how do we agree and so on. Then that other week we should be able to finish. We can start some work next week and that other week we will be able to finish. It's a process that will I'll appeal to members that when everything is done, just we have to block at least 3 days. I'm sure 2 full days and a half day. We might even finish in 2 days. It also depends on the candidates and so on, and how many are going to shortlist for ICAS so that we can finish them. So in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we should be done. Honorable Kira?
Chairperson, the Broadcasting Act prescribes the type of experience and expertise that we require. I know that you have said it was Clifford Motsepe who moved out and he was a lawyer, but I think we should always, when we fill a vacancy, we should also look at the rest of the basket of expertise and skills, and is it perhaps possible that we can just have that again, that we have the complete set of background of the individuals who are currently serving there, so that we know if we need to perhaps support a specific element of expertise within the board. That would be very helpful. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Killian. What we'll do, we'll just retrieve, you remember before we interviewed them, we had those shortlisted, and on the other column, we put their names and their skills, which we thought they are going to contribute in the SABC. So we can just try to get that so that we give it back to members, so because it reflects the various skills and so on. But also, I think members must also be open, and also we understand the challenges in SABC. Part of what we'll be looking for also must be something which we think is going to help on the current challenges of the SABC which they are having and so on. But we just need to be open-minded, but we'll get that particular two-page document which reflects who is there, possessing what skills, current, and so on, so that as we deal with the issues, we're able to see where to patch in terms of the skills level. Agreed. Thanks very much. Honorable Kekan.
Chair, if I understood the proposal, I think the proposal was if we could also have an assessment of who is there in SABC and is the scale balanced, or is the scale way more on a particular, a few particular skills? If somebody could do that assessment and say to us what is quite clear in the present board, the type of support skills that is needed seems to be this particular one, that will also help us in consideration of what is the problems that are there in SABC and also what the law prescribes. I don't know if that is possible, that we should have that assessment presented to us so that we are properly guided. I'm saying I don't think it helps much to do it as individuals. Yes, we can do it as individuals, but if it is put on the table for discussion, we could have a common understanding.
Thank you, Honorable Becker. That's what we're going to do, members, to give to all of us, so that as we shortlist and do all those processes, we're having that particular understanding who's there. And of course, Honorable Kekano must engage in that discussion, because I think from the past appointments, we've been moving away from the TEF protection in terms of appointment. We've been appointing and trying to balance and make sure that whatever we come up with is something we're going to assist the SAPC. We'll have to enter that discussion so that we are objective, we contribute to the betterment of the running of the SAPC and so on. That's all, members. If I can remind you, no late nomination will be accepted on the SABC. Five will be shortlisted. We are going to get your Bibles before 16:30 on the 1st of August, which is tomorrow. Thank you. They don't need to arrive at 16:30, though. It can arrive even at 12. That would be appreciated. thanks very much. Can we go to ICASA? Around ICASA, Mr. Ngoma will take us through. Probably you must just do that so that I also save time so that I don't repeat. Mr. Ngoma.
Thank you, Chairperson. Regarding ICASA, a letter was returned to the Office of the Speaker on 20. It was received by the Office of the Speaker on 20th April from the Minister of Communication, Ms. Dina Pule, informing National Assembly that the terms of office of Mr. Thabo Makake, Ms. Nomvuyo Baji, and Mr. Fungai Kumbulani Sibanda, councillors of the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa, will expire on 9 July 2012, that's for Mr. Thabo Makake, 3 August 2012 for Ms. Nomvuyo Baji, and 30 September 2012, and requesting the National Assembly to commence with the process of filling the vacancies.
You always get the better of me when you talk to the author. Oh, this is not Makake. Maha. See, it's not Makake. So, but you can proceed. Now I've got you at least one proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. My apologies. This matter was then referred to the Committee for Consideration and Report on 16 May 2012. So we drafted an advert, and then we advertised on two national newspapers. In this case, 27 May was City Press in English, and then 28 May was Rapport in Afrikaans. And the community, my apologies, honorable members, it was on the same day, the 27 May for City Press and Rapport. And then we advertised on the following community newspapers. On 5th June, it was published on Tobuko News in Tsonga. On 7th June, it was the Tetele News in Isixhosa. 13 June 2012, Dizindaba Media in IsiXhosa. 13 June 2012, Alex Pione in IsiZulu. 15 June 2012, Nisa News in Setswana. 15 June 2012, EzakwaZulu News in IsiZulu. And 15 June 2012, Free State News in Sesotho. 15 June 2012, Coal City News in Setswana. All in all, the advert was published in 8 of the 11 South African official languages. The closing date was the 29th of June at 1600. The total cost was 18,446.22, and no late applications were received.
And then that's just the advert, like an example of the advert that went out. As I had indicated, no late applications were received for ICASA, and we had received 39 nominations. I've done the same, I've followed the same process with the SABC. I've summarized all 39 CVs. We've done qualifications check. Also on the ICASA, two candidates have no qualification beyond matric. But the Act also doesn't say that the candidate needs to have matric. And five candidates were requested by the system to fill in identity forms, and we're still waiting for their results. And some of the candidates have just, like the two candidates, have short course certificates which cannot be verified by the system. So we are also still waiting on the security clearance. And the same way forward as with the SABC, that the committee will have to agree on the date for shortlist and on the number of candidates to be shortlisted, and then on the date for interviews, because we need to report to the House. If I can just indicate to the committee that the Act, as we have seen, like that one of the candidates' term expires today, but the Act makes provision for an extension of 45 days. And I just thought that I should just bring that to the attention of the committee. And also that during the appointment process, the Act also makes provision that the National Assembly may invite technical experts to assist in the selection, evaluation, and appointment process of councillors. Those the experts contemplated then will include a person with knowledge and of an experience in the industry, a person with a legal background knowledge of the ICT sector, and competition-related matters, and academic in the field of electronic communications, a representative from the labor sector, and a representative of consumer interest. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you. No late nomination. The difference here is that these people are appointed for 4 years. They are starting their own term. They are not finishing anything in between. The other issue is that we recommend to the minister 1.5 of the required number. So we're not going to recommend 3. I'm not sure what is 1.5 of 3. It's 5. I suppose, because you can't cut a person in half, and the other one, you'll be dead by the time you're supposed to start the work, if it's recommended and so on. But we submit 1.5 to the minister, and the minister appoint in that pool which we have submitted without any order of preference. I must emphasize. When we submit to the minister, there is no order of preference on what we are submitting, that he must start with 1, 2, 3. And he can start with 5, 4, or in between, and so on. Honorable Killen?
Chairperson, please just remind me about what we have said about changes to ICASA and its structure, and a smaller council, etc. What are the implications? If we now make appointment of 3 people that will run for a period of 4 years, and in the meantime we are awaiting legislation to amend the composition of the council, will it mean that if the council is restructured for some other reason, contractually, do we then have to buy everybody out? What are the implications for that? Because it was a concern that I have raised in the past, that the minister was indicating any time we could await amendments to the ICASA Act, and that the idea was that the model that we selected was actually one of a very big council, whereas it has also created its own problems, and perhaps it would have been better to have a smaller council with a management that is effectively running ICASA, such as suitable models in Europe. So can you please just remind us, how do we deal with that issue? Because I surely do not want, if we, you know, we have to fill the positions, I understand that, but what are the implications? Thank you.
Honorable Shin, then Honorable Kekane, Honorable Nivot, Drochen, and then Honorable Shneeman. Talk them to me, Shin and Shneeman. Honorable Shin.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to get clarity on what you said about 1.5 times the number, so that we were talking about 5 names. Mm-hmm. Are you suggesting that we at least submit 5 names out of the 38, 39 candidates? And is that enough? I mean, if we're submitting 5 names to fill one position on the SABC, and again submitting 5 names to fill 3 positions in ICASA, surely one needs a little more flexibility in choice for ICASA, because it's a highly technical job. And I'm just concerned that we're actually not giving enough choice.
I wanted to check with the two SABC appointments and ICASA. If we start with SABC and there are other candidates in SABC who doesn't succeed but who stand a good chance in ICASA, is it allowed that they would be also considered in ICASA, which will mean phoning them and asking them if they accept being transferred to ICASA? Or these are just two independent and no interchange?
Thank you, Honorable Ketane. Honorable Drochen.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm just wondering, those three that are leaving, what are the skills that they
Thank you. Cinema?
No, thanks, Chair. Just 2 points on the presentation, if I may. The presentation on the ICASA nominations, etc., it's quite helpful to have received what official language is. The adverts were published in, but we didn't get the same in terms of the SABC. So just a point I wanted to point out in terms of the presentations and the format. And it's also quite interesting that there's 39 nominations exactly for each that have been received. And, sorry? Well, 38, yeah, but there was a total of 39 though, for each. It's quite interesting. It's the same. But I wanted to really just comment on the issue that the Honourable Killian has raised about ICASA. And I'm not trying to preempt anything that you would respond to, Chairperson, but my understanding is there's no legislation before Parliament at the moment. And if there's no legislation before Parliament, it would be very difficult to preempt what would be in that legislation and to try and determine whatever change, if and when the legislation is tabled in Parliament, what those changes are to the current structure of ICASA. And I don't think it would be very difficult for us to try and discuss that here. So I just wanted to say that as far as my view is concerned, we can't really take into try and preempt what possibly will come to Parliament, and therefore then base our choices on what could be or what could not be in some legislation. I would find it difficult to have a discussion on that when we don't even have anything before us. It's just a point I wanted to raise in response to that. Thanks, Chair. I mean, obviously the points that the Honourable Killian is raising are valid points. If the legislation was currently before Parliament now and we're dealing with it, then yes, certainly. So I'm not discounting what she says. I just say that there's nothing before us at the moment. So I would imagine the appointments are done in line with the current legislation that is there.
Thanks.
Sir, whilst we're under observations of the presentation, may I also just make two observations? In the ICASA one, I'm looking at the EDVA, and we don't appear to be consistent. This one, this particular one says closing date for nominations 22nd of June 2012, full stop. Doesn't give any time. So it's just an observation that we need to be consistent. And then just to add on to, I also wondered about the 39 nominations for both SABC and ICASA, but I also noticed there's a group photograph next to that particular slide, and it's the same people. Now, I don't suppose this is the candidates. It was just to add something to the presentation. But perhaps I should just ask for confirmation on that.
No. Thanks. The first one, probably why the SABC, there is not that much spread in terms of languages. I must remember that traditional parliament have been only using national newspapers. So the first time that we went for. And at the time when we deal with SABC, we were testing the water. When we went for the ICASA, it was clear that it's possible we can do it. What we want to finally do is to try to advertise for all the 11 languages as far as possible. Because you can see even the amount, you see the SABC one is high because what happened, we've taken three national newspapers who are expensive by themselves. And so when you look at the ICASA one, there are only two, and then we try to spread on the other languages and so on. So where we want to go to is that we should be able to advertise in all the languages and use the community media. As we've been saying, they should be able to use them as far as possible. But there are also those like the Zulu one, are also national, you can use those one and so on, not necessarily the community one and so on. But we are striving to go towards that direction, that you are able to spread the advert. That was one thing. So that's the difference between the two. The first one, we're trying and then succeeded. So the second one, probably MTDA might be the full steam level, languages, adverts and other things and so on. The other thing, Honorable Killen, I think you are correct to say when that happened, there might be some difficulty. But also Honorable Schneeman is also correct. The problem is that it's not us who can hold that process. You see, once the referral is made to the speaker and say there's a vacancy, we're expecting to act. If there are anywhere which this thing can be held, it should not have been referred to Parliament for feeding of the vacancy. But once it's referred to Parliament, we don't have a choice as a committee. We have to act upon the referral and so on. And I think the difficult thing is that in the absence of that amendment is that the operation in the council is by voting and so on. So it might also affect their operation if you don't fill the position. Because what it means, there will be remaining six. So their operation also might be hampered and so on. But I took note, like Honorable Schneeman has indicated, that it's something that we all agree. I'm sure there's a general agreement. But I think what we need to say ourselves, if we agree, is that that process of review of ICASA cannot be arbitrary. We need a system of assessment and so on, which then will come with recommendation where must we go, because probably if we are just going to do it upright, we might also commit other mistakes and so on in coming with the structure. So we need an objective process which they will go through and then recommend various models which we can look at in terms of how to move forward in terms of changing the ICASA and so on. Unless the committee members, they've got what it takes, we can do the committee amendment. Because sometimes we forget that as a committee, you can do committee amendment of legislation. So if members have got the stamina and what it takes to review this thing, we can start it here as a committee and come with the amendment and then drive it through. Then we change the ICASA Act. It's possible. I can see Honorable Shin is saying you are. I'm on it, so we'll wait that process to unfold, Honorable Shin, and see how to handle that particular matter and so on. But we, like Honorable Schneeman indicated, what we are raising are valid issues and so on, which need processes to be processed so that we go through that. The process of feeding Honorable Shin is that we still have to decide now how many people we are going to shortlist for interview.
then we interview them. The five we should submit to the minister are those which we are recommending after interview by ourselves. And I must say, the ICASA one is a very tricky appointment. It's not simple and straightforward, because when we submit the five names to the minister, or we submit it to the National Assembly, it goes to the minister. If the minister appoints the three and we are not happy, we can reject the appointment. Now, that's why I'm saying it's a very funny process, because it's hard to give the five, but we can also reject on the appointment of the three from the five which we gave. It's a very funny process, which I think some amendments need to be done so that it's also streamlined. It's a very funny process which is cumbersome in terms of dealing with that. We submit the five through National Assembly to the minister. The minister look in terms of the five and say, these are the three I appoint. She must then refer back to the National Assembly for approval after appointing the three. If we don't approve in the National Assembly, reject, it means that appointment can't go through. So that's how the process, that's why I was saying initially on the SABC, this was a little bit different. Unlike SABC, we approve the one the president have to appoint. The person which was recommended, only one, there is no space to maneuver to check which one can appoint and so on. So the five will be from us, Honorable Shin, after we've agreed how many we must shortlist. There is no SIM swap. SIM swap happens only to cell phones. If we Ketile ICASA, we are in ICASA. If it's SABC, we are in SABC. We can't SIM swap. Unless candidates are repeating, they've been nominated both sides. So those one will stand a chance. But again, it will depend whether we've shortlisted them from both sides and so on, for them to be able to attend the both side of interview and so on. So no SIM swap, Honorable Ketane, which is happening, the simple, straightforward in terms of where we are nominated and so on. There are other issues probably in Goma which need you to respond to.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just to respond on, I think, Honorable Spain's question on as to why it was not indicated on the CASA, how many languages did either go out to, on SABC. I just want to indicate to the committee that in addition to what the Chairperson said on the number of, like, publications that were that we advertised on, that SABC also flighted the advert in all 11 official languages and in all their radio stations. Mm. Thank you, Travis.
Thank you. Are you done?
I just wanted to indicate the Travis that SABC did at their own expense, so with no cost were paid by the committee. Thank you.
It's at their interest to get good candidates, so they must do it more often. And I will Nivod Prohan.
My question regarding the skills of those three that are leaving, do you know the skills that they have?
Engineering, legal, and economics. I know Sibanda is an economist. He was with the competition commission at one time. Mahaha is engineering, and then Bachi is legal. But we're still going to get the rest, which strong site or qualification they are having, or so that also we have a full understanding of the skills which are there or which you might have to add. Kiden or Stain, I don't remember who said, or Emma Kiden?
Jefferson, I think in the case of all three of them, that was in fact the conclusion of a second term, if I'm not mistaken. Could Mr. Ngoma perhaps just indicate to us which ones have already completed two terms, because they're not supposed to go for a third term? If we can just have confirmation of that, thank you.
And respond, I can see you like the mic, it's fine.
Thank you, Chairperson.
You say right things, it's okay, you can proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. the chairperson knows sitting behind this mic and presenting to the committee is a lifetime opportunity, once of lifetime opportunity. What I can indicate is that two...
Are you presenting your CV or what? Can you proceed?
What I can indicate is that two of the three candidates have reapplied. And only one has not reapplied, whom has served two terms, but two of the three candidates have reapplied. Thank you.
That is Baji and Mahaka, I suppose, who have reapplied. We'll check the legislation in terms of the limitation and so on, so that by the time we start the process, we make sure that we don't find ourselves at the wrong side of the legislation and so on. We must just always be at the correct side. Members, the actual work now will be for you to determine how many people are going to shortlist so that they fill the three vacancies which are there. But in the back of your mind, remember that we are not submitting only three to the minister. We are going to submit five. Yeah. Honorable Chair.
Yeah. Chair, what about three per post? Once we know what the sort of breakdown of skills of the current incumbents and weigh those against our all of the nominations, what if we just use three? Three per vacancy.
So you suggest nine? Any other view?
It is supported officially.
Okay.
Seconded.
Okay. So for ICASA, we shortlist only nine. Agreed. Cinema?
Chair, maybe one has a slightly different view. One was going to propose that we consider five names per position, given the fact that we've got three positions, we've received the number of CVs that we have. If we're restricting ourselves to such a narrow shortlisting, we may exclude then some that when we actually go through the CVs, we may be excluding some that we then think, hang on, you know, we agreed on a very narrow shortlisting. If it was at least a bit larger, we would have a larger pool to look at and interview. So I'd really want to propose that we, I mean, three is fine, but I think we should just give ourselves a wider scope in terms of the interviewing process and the shortlisting process, and I would want to propose that we go for five per position, that we shortlist five per position. That would give us a total of 15 that we could then interview and have a bigger pool to choose from. I'm just, that would be my suggestion. I mean, three is fine, but it gives us nine, which is quite narrow.
Can't we settle on five?
So, Chair, I'm proposing five per position.
You propose nine. Honorable Shineman proposed 15. Can we just say you are going to shortlist not more than 15? If we finish at nine, it's fine. If we go beyond nine, it's fine, but we are not going to exceed 15. I don't want us to do that. Would that be fair, that we don't shortlist more than 15? Because we might say 15, but you look at the candidates, maybe it's very difficult even to reach 15. So we can stop somewhere. If it's more than the 9, but not more than 15. Honorable Schneeman? Sorry to Honorable Schneeman to marry you to Honorable Shin, but Honorable Shin?
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. I'm a little nervous about that, simply because when you look at the numbers of people that are actually going to know whose names you're going to submit to the minister, which is 5, I think we're actually extending the process, because if we're going to actually interview, let's just say it comes to 15, that's going to be quite a long and extensive process, which we still then just have to whittle down to 5. And I think that if we actually go thoroughly through all the CVs beforehand, I think that if we actually stick to 9, and there has been a suggestion that we take it up to 12, that gives us more than enough people to actually whittle down to 5. So I'm just looking at the length of these, because these interviews won't be short interviews. They'll be long and quite technical. And so I think that we must narrow the field initially rather than be expansive.
Can I check with Honourable Schneeman whether you will be comfortable with 12?
No, I think we could be comfortable with 12. I think that would be fine. Also, your suggestion of not more than 15 also covers us. But I see the Honourable Killian is very adamant that we go for 12, and she wants a compromise deal here. So I think we'd be comfortable with 12.
They're not more than 12. It's fine. 12 would be the maximum. Okay, thanks very much. When are the members getting their papers?
Thank you, Chairperson. The members will get the appropriate CVs after this meeting, and then they will get their papers before 16:30 on 1 August 2012. Thank you, Chairperson.
I feel it for you. Can you please tomorrow come with the bags with wheels, because you won't be able to carry. So if you think that you're going to do it at home over the weekend or so, just come with a bag with the wheels so that you can pull. You might not be able to carry the Bibles and so on. But nevertheless, thanks very much. We'll shortlist not more than 12. But one thing is that once we shortlisted candidates, they will become a public record, which means those who are shortlisted will be posted to the Parliament website. They'll be shown there and so on. Immediately after we have done the shortlisting, immediately they go for public shortlisting. So it's not only us who will be looking at them. public will be looking at them in terms of who have been shortlisted and so on. Anything, Mr. Ngoma?
Chairperson, all I can do is to thank the committee for listening to this presentation, and to also wish myself and Ms. Killian a happy birthday. Thank you, Chair.
We'll sing when we see the cake. We can't sing for Mahala. Anyway, happy birthday, the two of you. I didn't know that you have the thing anyway, but happy birthday. I know for you, Honorable Killian, it's very difficult because it means something else. At least for him, it's still much better. But it's okay. Thanks. We wish you many, many more years to come, both of you. I know currently you are contributing to the committee. I don't know where you will be in the few years to come, but we wish you many, many years to come, wherever you will be, and as much as you can once you are still in the committee. Members, can you deal with the MDDA issue if there are no questions around SAPC and ICAS? We have now formally received a letter from the minister of that long title, evaluation and so on in the presidency, that there will be a vacancy on MDDA, but the commencing date for the person to be appointed will be January. It's only one vacant, the chairperson, Gugu, Ms. Gugu, she's finishing her term end of December. So, and she's falling within those six who are appointed by the committee. We all know that MTDA board has got three way of appointing it. The six are appointed by us. The other three, which make it nine, are appointed by the print media, broadcasting, and government. That's where we had the problem at one time when Mr. Manyi was appointed to MTDA board. That's how did it happen, because not the committee who recommended him. It was because it was government who appointed, and then broadcasting and print media also do the same on their own. So this one which is vacant is the one which we're supposed to appoint. All what we wanted to report, members, is that we have received that letter. So we're trying to finalize the issue of adverts as soon as possible. And then we will, like the others, try to advertise it for a month. I hope by the time we finish those one, this one will be have received the everything and so on. Then we'll see how to handle it at the part, at that particular time. I just wanted to highlight that so that you are aware that that process will advertise it and so on. Honorable Kilen?
Just as a matter of interest, Chairperson, on what, how do we select the media in which the advertisements are placed? Why I'm asking that is just, you know, do we have circulation figures? Do we have any idea? Do we know how many people were nominated through the different media that we utilized during this process so far? And on what basis and how will we do it on the MDDA? Especially in the case of the MDDA, it is very necessary that it is reaching the right target audience, because the MDDA has a significant role to play in the community and in the regional newspaper industry as well. So I was just trying to establish how are those media selected.
Ngoma, Ayako Baba, I was up to that way. Honorable Sheen?
Thank you, Judge. I want to ask the question after we've done the MDDA. Sorry, my hand went up too soon.
Ngoma? You have an active hand.
Thank you, Chairperson. What we have done when selecting the community media for advertising for ICASA, we have requested from MDDA to provide us for each province with the community newspaper that has like a large like distribution. So that's how we selected them. Thank you.
I don't want to respond to that. I'm happy to know that there was some other indication of which of the newspapers would reach the broader section of the community. Thank you.
If the Kwe and the Kwe, the Kwe and the
Kwe. Eh? Kwe and Kwe.
Yes, if we had one, we would love to advertise also that newspaper. Honorable Sheen?
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to ask a question about the program for the rest of our term. What other items are on there? And I ask this because I'm concerned that in May we had a session with USASA on the set-top boxes and the progress of digital broadcasting. And you asked us not to pursue our questions because we were going to have a stakeholder engagement later for an update. I see it was on the provisional program that was sent out to, well, I asked for in recess that there was going to be a session on DTT from, I think, the Department of Communications. I'm wondering, because I'm concerned that the DDT is rolling up rapidly. We have all sorts of deadlines that aren't being met, and various concerns about the costing and the set-top box manufacturing process and all of that. I think that we must have a meeting on this as soon as possible, and I would like to know what arrangements, if any, have been made to have that in this current term.
Thank you, Honorable Sheen. We will present a signaled now was that we're not sure about some of the processes of verifying how long they are going to take and so on. Was wanted to accommodate this part so that we deal with and so on. But all the issues which were outstanding, you remember also got the labor broadcast issue for post office, which was supposed to come at a certain time, they requested postponement, we didn't have it. You got the one which are talking about the digital migration, still the department and the relevant entities still supposed to come before us and so on. So we'll accommodate it on the program, but we'll present it next week on our next meeting, the program and so on, since some of these issues are starting to be clear and so on. But wanted to prioritize, the instruction was that we must prioritize the statutory appointment legislation and the other things and so on. Which fortunately we don't have any legislation before us, except that the ECA amendment has been circulating to the public, but at a departmental level, it has not been forwarded to before Parliament and so on yet. It's still on the consultation level by the department and so on. So we'll present the program, but please note the issues so that if they are not covered, you are able also to see how to accommodate them. They are important, especially digital migration issues. It's a sensitive matter and which we need to continue to understand where things are as a committee and so on, because there's a huge sum of money involved there which we appropriate as a committee and so on. With that, thanks very much. Anything, member? There's an invitation by Telkom here which I received. I'm trying to check. I can't see it. Or oh, here is it. They are inviting members of the committee. Down the street here, there is this. You know the telecom offices? If you just down across the street where there is two west or something. And then second floor there. There are telecom offices and so on. So they are inviting members. They want to give members an overview of their annual results. They are saying 10 for past 10 tomorrow. So members who are available can go there just to spend some time with them and so on. They love very much to talk to us. Probably we must take them back so that they account to us, so that they fully come back to us. And so, but that's the invitation from Telkom for tomorrow, 10 past 10, Telkom meeting. I'll request, if members that didn't receive the invitation, I'll request that it is given to members, because the address is there. It's just that I'm doing it the traditional way, that I call the into the buildings, than calling the street and so on. Thanks very much, members. Anything which members might like to talk about and so on? Committee section, anything? When are we getting the committee secretary? The second one?
I won't be able to respond to that one, but there's nothing else. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thanks very much, committee section. You know, members, I never thought it's a good idea for them to present, but I was told that I'm infringing on their rights because entities come here and make presentations, so they want also to present. So I didn't have a choice. I have to agree anyway for them to present. But thanks very much for the work which you have done. We hope the Bibles, both of them, will be with members before or on or before 16:30 on the 1st of August, which is tomorrow. And you must remember August is a women's month. So you don't want to miss deadline in that month and so on. So just be mindful. And our thanks very much, members. We are done for the day. Thank you.